Alexander, let's talk about Senator Ron Johnson and the fact that he's pushing forward with an investigation into the infamous Ukraine natural gas company Burisma, which has ties, deep ties, to Joe and Hunter Biden. And this could not have come at a worse time for Joe Biden, who has all but wrapped up the Democrat nomination to run for president. And Johnson is not backing down. He wants to know what the hell was going on in Ukraine. And with that, he is going to want answers from Hunter Biden. And Mitt Romney, interestingly enough, Alexander, is trying to stonewall Johnson's investigation. The reason Mitt Romney is trying to stonewall Johnson's investigation is because Mitt Romney also has ties to Burisma via an advisor, Joseph Coffer Black, who also joined the board of Burisma Holdings when Hunter Biden was serving on the board. Via The Hill, Alexander, Senator Mitt Romney, quote, "There's no question that the appearance of looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden appears political. We also have a lot of work to do on matters that are not related to Burisma. We probably ought to focus on those things," end quote. I'm sure Mitt Romney wants to focus on other things outside of Burisma. That's for sure. So, Alexander, I find it incredible that you have people like Mitt Romney. I'm sure the Joe Biden camp is also going to come out and say this is political in its nature. But the entire Burisma scandal was political.
Correct.
Corrupt from the very get-go all the way to the Maidan coup in 2014.
Well, saying that it's political begs the question. Ultimately, do you want to investigate potential corruption or the appearance of corruption? I mean, clearly there is a very obvious appearance of corruption. Or don't you? Do you want to say that, you know, somebody like Joe Biden can, you know, plant his son in a company in Ukraine, have lots of, you know, arrange the son makes huge amounts of money from that directorship for doing something that has never been explained because apparently he didn't do anything, and that Joe Biden can come along and sack the chief law enforcement officer of Ukraine at the very time when that person is investigating this company, and that because it's political, this arrangement should not be exposed to scrutiny. I mean, that seems to be nuts. I mean, that seems to be absolutely crazy. Any investigation of a politician is by definition political because politicians are political people. That doesn't mean you don't investigate them. Now, I have said already and many times that Donald Trump did not actually ask Zelensky in that notorious call back in August to carry out a Ukrainian investigation of Joe Biden and of Hunter Biden. In fact, that is not what that transcript or that record of that notorious conversation says. Having said that, an investigation is sorely needed. There is now an investigation going on in Ukraine, which that law enforcement officer who Joe Biden got sacked, who is, of course, Viktor Shokin, the former prosecutor general of Ukraine. He has asked for, and the Ukrainian authorities are proceeding with it. The Ukrainian courts have authorized it. And it is entirely proper and entirely right that there should be an investigation of the United States also, and that it should happen in the Senate of the United States. And it, given that Joe Biden stands to become the Democratic Party's nominee for President of the United States, it seems to me obviously in the public interest that we know all about it. Can I also say something, which is, of course, one of the major problems in the 2016 election was that there was an investigation of Hillary Clinton because she broke the law of that. There's no question at all, by the way, by using a private server to have emails while she was Secretary of State. And we all know, because Michael Horowitz, who is the Inspector General of the FBI, has looked into this question. We all know about how that investigation was stifled because it was seen as a politically sensitive investigation. Are we going to have the same thing happen again? Are we going to have another investigation stifled because it is looking into the person who is likely to be the Democratic Party's nominee for president? I mean, that seems to be completely wrong. We need to have all of these things out in the open so that we know exactly what happened. And we need to have Hunter Biden answering questions. We need to have Joe Biden answering questions. We also need to know what the Ukrainians are saying. And we need to know what a lot of other people are saying also.
Yeah, Johnson said that he's going to actually release an interim report within the next month or two about his committee's probe into Burisma and what the Bidens and what the Bidens were doing with regards to Burisma. Here's a quote via Politico of what Ron Johnson said. Quote, "These are questions that Joe Biden has not adequately answered. And if I were a Democrat primary voter, I'd want these questions satisfactorily answered before I cast my final vote. My investigations are not focused on the Bidens. They're just not. But I can't ignore them because they're part of the story. They made themselves part of the story. If there's wrongdoing, the American people need to know. If there is wrongdoing or nothing significant, if there is no wrongdoing or nothing significant, the American people need to understand that as well." What do you make of that quote by Ron Johnson?
That's absolutely right. That has to be as it is. Can I come back to what I'm saying? All these investigations we've been hearing about for the last 4 years are political. All these investigations of Donald Trump and of his members of his family and of his of people who worked on his campaign. They are political investigations. It's interesting how people say that investigations shouldn't happen and that they're political and partisan when it is Democrats who are the subject of the investigation. But they don't say that when it's about Republicans. And yes, of course, the American people should know. There is, at the very least, an obvious appearance of wrongdoing here. Now, maybe Joe Biden and Hunter Biden can provide us with completely adequate explanations of what they did. Maybe they made mistakes. Maybe they were, fooled by, the people who own Burisma, whoever they really are, Kolomoisky or Zlochevsky or whoever these people are. Maybe they were, taken for a ride. But we should know. We should know these things about somebody who may one day, very soon, become the president of the United States. Better that we know about it now than what we found out about it after he's elected.
Yeah, no one's talking about Biden's, in the mainstream media at least, Biden's connections to Burisma at all as he's campaigning. Oh, no. And that is the big story. That's the big weight that's hanging around Biden's neck.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
now Hunter's being positioned as this painter in Los Angeles now. They're writing puff pieces about Hunter Biden. And they've tried to push this Ukraine Burisma thing, into the back burners and just don't talk about it. But Ukraine is investigating this. Johnson's investigating. This is a massive story because, like we have chronicled, there was an obvious payoff for protection.
Well, indeed. That's what Shokin, Viktor Shokin, who was the Procurator General of Ukraine, the man who was investigating Burisma Holdings, along with the British Crown Prosecution Service, and all sorts of other people, that's what he says. And it wasn't just the Ukrainians and the British who were investigating Burisma Holdings. The United States authorities also accepted that Burisma Holdings was a corrupt company. And so it's entirely proper and appropriate that given that there is a universal acknowledgement about what a corrupt company Burisma Holdings was, that the connections to that company of the man who may very soon be president of the United States should be looked into, given that this person, this man who may become soon president of the United States, not only arranged the sacking of a law enforcement official who was investigating Burisma Holdings, but was crazy enough and reckless enough to brag about it in public. So of course you investigate these things. And as I said, if it is the case that, you know, a sleepy Joe really was asleep at the wheel and hadn't any real idea what he was doing, you know, the sacking of Shokin had nothing to do with Burisma Holdings because he didn't even know that his son was working for Burisma Holdings. And it was all
they never talked about stuff
they
like
never
that.
Talked about stuff like that. And it was all because Christine Lagarde, that other pillar of, prudence and financial probity, it was Christine Lagarde who came along and whispered in Sleepy Joe's ear, you know, that there's some things about this man Shokin that don't quite, you know, work out. Maybe that's what it was. I'm not saying, but we should know. We should know the truth. We should have an explanation of what happened. Because, you know, if I was voting for the president of the United States, I want to know. I want to know whether it was a corrupt arrangement that he was involved in, because it very serious corrupt arrangement, or alternatively, if he was an absolute fool and a sleepy Joe, fast asleep at the wheel, then I want to know that also. I mean,
you know, you can be both things.
You can be both things. Of course you can. But you know, I think these are important things that the American people should know all about.
He's creepy, sleepy Joe, and he's also corrupt, in my opinion. We know what happened. Our viewers know what happened. You've chronicled it in detail what happened.
Absolutely.
The payoff and the protection
that
Joe Biden provided at the request of Poroshenko and Kolomoisky and all these guys. And we also know how Joe Biden was essentially running Ukraine. I mean, he was the de facto ruler of Ukraine after the Maidan coup. So we've chronicled this in detail, and
Absolutely.
Our viewers can go back to previous videos where we chronicle this. So, I mean, if the investigation is true to form, it should be very, very, very easy to find the corruption, because you just have to follow the money.
Yeah.
Ukraine to Cyprus, Cyprus to Latvia, Latvia to the United States. Follow the money. You'll get Romney. You'll get Hunter Biden. You'll get Coffer Black, you'll get Joe Biden, you'll get Pelosi and her kid. You'll get them all. You'll round them all up if the investigation is true to form. But Alexander, because it's political, I doubt that it'll be true to form. And I'm sure that whatever they do find will be used in the back rooms as they're wheeling and dealing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
How does this investigation impact the Durham Barr investigation as well?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think the Durham Barr investigation is completely separate from this investigation. What Durham is looking into is the origins of Russiagate. But of course, all these things are connected, because we've discussed very often that there is an awful lot about Russiagate that seems to originate in Ukraine. So it's very difficult to see how Durham can, you know, go on investigating that issue without stumbling across Burisma and what Joe Biden and his family and other American officials and other relatives of American officials, you've just mentioned Mitt Romney, what they were all doing in Ukraine at this time. So, you know, we will no doubt see, you know, if these investigations continue, at some point they will converge, of that I am sure.
All right. It just seems to me that I kind of agree with Romney in a sense, in that, yeah, this is not about the law, or this is not even about informing the American people. This is just about, you know, getting stuff on Biden.
Well, it's
very easy to get this stuff on Biden.
No, I'm sure that
he's not going to be president. That's what it's all about.
I'm sure that's true. I mean, I'm sure that it's true at multiple levels, but we'll see. I mean, I think actually the thing to remember about Burisma is that, of course, it was the Democrats who made this a high-profile issue by impeaching Trump on an issue that was related to Burisma. So if it turns out that, you know, Joe Biden was involved getting money from, he was providing protection to Burisma in return for Burisma employing his son at a huge, you know, payout, then I think that could be actually a damaging thing. I add, by the way, that if you go to Ukrainians, if you look at what Ukrainian people are saying, it is taken absolutely for granted that it was in fact a protection arrangement.
We know it,
but I mean, you know, I say that the reason I say that, I make that point, is that I'm very tired of reading in newspapers like the Guardian in Britain and, you know, the Washington Post and the Times and all sorts of other places that, you know, this accusation, supposedly, that, you know, that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were up to something, you know, inappropriate in Ukraine, has somehow been discredited, and that, you know, they've been given a clean bill of health. Discredited by whom? How can it have been discredited if it hasn't been investigated?
Discredited in their heads.
Exactly. What it needs to be is investigated. As I said, if it is investigated and Joe and Hunter Biden, as I said, come out with a clean bill of health, then we can say it's been discredited. It's not been discredited up to now. So if it's the case that Joe and Hunter Biden did nothing wrong, as they always say, then they should welcome this probe, as, by the way, should Mitt Romney.
It's a slam dunk if they investigate it, Alexander. You know it, I know it. It's a slam dunk if you investigate it. Just follow the bank transactions. It's that simple.
Well, as I said, I mean, it certainly seems so. But, you know, maybe Joe has an explanation for his conduct, which if he provides it, I will certainly listen to.
Here's a wild theory to close it out, Alexander, that I have, a wild theory. Joe has taken out Bernie Sanders. They've gotten rid of Bernie Sanders. Now Joe Biden is all but assured the candidacy. It's over. Bernie's not going to win.
Oh, yeah.
It's a done deal.
I agree. Yeah. And yeah. I would just add and remind you, Alex, that, you know, we were sending messages to each other, and we were both noticing how hostile to Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, who's just pulled out of the race, seems to be. So it's absolutely clear to me that the entire Democratic Party establishment is backing Joe Biden. And Bernie Sanders has handled this incredibly badly. And he's not going to be the Democratic Party's nominee. Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic Party's nominee. Oh. And will then implode in the election.
You're reading my mind. So Joe Biden has served his purpose, and whether Biden knows it or not,
yeah,
he probably doesn't know it because the guy's, you know, in his own little planet.
Well, he gets his daughter and his sister mixed up, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And can't remember the words of the Declaration of
Independence. So he serves his purpose.
Yeah.
He takes out Sanders. And then the Burisma scandal, which you rightly said the Democrats threw out there, resurfaces.
Yeah.
As it's inevitably going to do. It's going to resurface. It's going to take out Biden.
Mm.
And then you have a nice little opening for you know who to come.
Absolutely.
In.
Well, you know, it's an entirely plausible scenario.
Far-fetched theory, but
no, I don't find it far-fetched. I know some people talk about it as being far-fetched. I don't think it's far-fetched at all. I think if we have a convention in which Joe Biden has most of the delegates, and then there's this massive scandal, and he cannot become the nominee, and Bernie Sanders doesn't have enough delegates to swing the nomination to himself, what do the Democrats do?
I mean, the scandal is there.
That scandal.
You don't have to reinvent anything. It's out there.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, so all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm not predicting. I'm not a prophet. I don't predict events, despite, you know, people talking about me being the oracle. But I don't have prophetic insight. But I don't think that is an implausible scenario at all.
My tip off to all of this is always because you say Obama always manages to steer clear of this stuff.
Yeah,
my tip off is, if Biden was absolutely the chosen one to go up against Trump, then Obama would have said something.
Absolutely.
Obama is staying way out of this because he was also involved in Ukraine.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that started it up.
Yes.
And now that I think Ukraine and Burisma is going to be used against Joe Biden eventually, once all the wheels start turning after Milwaukee, it's going to start to resurface and it's going to take Biden under. And once again, Obama, who's remained absolutely quiet, is just going to sit there and say, told you, Joe, you shouldn't have done it. And now Hillary's going to just slide right in. Well, and Obama's going to have his hands clean as always.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've spoken often about Obama and the way in which he's never there when things happen. I it's an entirely plausible scenario. And I want to say that again. I'm not saying that's how it's going to work out because I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But no. I mean, I as I said, I think that it would not surprise me if that is the game plan that some people have. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. I can very easily see it.
All right. Alexander Merkurs, Editor-in-Chief of The Duran. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on that notifications bell. Also, make sure you're still subscribed to the channel because YouTube unsubscribes our viewers all the time. And donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this channel a whole lot. Also, check us out on SoundCloud. We post all our videos on SoundCloud and on iTunes as well in podcast format. And go to the Duran Shop, pick up some magic mugs, pick up some polos and some t-shirts.
Indeed. So amazing magic mugs. This one has the has Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, a very different man from Sleepy Joe. You meet him, apparently he has all the facts at his fingertips. He is an incredible grasp of detail and a grasp of facts. In fact, it'd be fascinating to see Sleepy Joe up against him. So that's another reason why, you know, people might want to be careful about voting for Biden, because, you know, he would be up against people like this. But he is my favorite foreign minister. That's why he's on one of my favorite Duran mugs. But all our Duran mugs are amazing. They're beautiful porcelain. They have this wonderful sheen. They don't crack or break or stain or become discolored. I mean, I've had mine for over a year and they've been put through very heavy use, and it's remarkable in what a good condition they are. So, you know, magic mugs, magical in all respects. They keep your tea and coffee warm. They even come out, you know, with the tea hot inside and the handle cold from the microwave. Not that that's what I would advise you ever to do. So wonderful magic mugs. And we also have equally wonderful shirts, like the polo shirt I'm wearing now. Really stylish, elegant, comfortable, 100% cotton. You can wear it at the most elegant places, elegant venues, and you can wear it, you know, about your house or when you walk your dogs, the kind of things that I like to do. So you can buy wonderful polo shirts. You can buy all sorts of other shirts that we have, short-sleeved, long-sleeved t-shirts. We've also got V-neck shirts. We've got hats, hoodies, and stickers. We have amazing ebooks on Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Epstein, Brexit. You can find them all on our shop. As Alex rightly says, we depend on you for your support so that we can keep this channel going and providing you with the analysis and commentary that we do provide. So come to our shop, support the Duran, be the great owner of these amazing things. Alex will tell you how.
TheDuranShop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.